Blog Talk Radio.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
He been good. Kept me out of danger when danger was around me.
If I
couldn't say one word, talking about me. He been good to me. I just can't forget what he did at Calvary.
If I
couldn't say one word, couldn't have done what you did when you went to Calvary. You shed your blood. You shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word will forever stand.
If I
couldn't say one word, yeah,
I'll just
wave
my hand.
You've been good to me,
Jesus.
Kept me a long time, and you're still keeping me now. I want to thank you because you've been good to me, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. A lot of times, that's all we can do is just
wave.
I remember back in 1995. I like to lost my mama, but ain't God good, y'all? Ain't God good, y'all? They thought my mama was dead, but mama wasn't dead.
My
uncle called me on the phone. He said, "Now, Patrick, your mama doing just fine. See, I ain't nothing but a mama's boy. I love my mama. My mama been good to me. See, I can't talk about none of y'all out there, but my mama been good to me. The doctor said my mama gonna have to stay in a wheelchair for 6 long months. But my mama rose up out of that wheelchair at only 3 months. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Oh! Ain't God good? Ain't God good? When they woke me up this morning, all I did was wave my hand. When they put food on my table, all I did was wave my hand. When they put a roof over my head, all I got to do is that.
My. God bless, man. God bless.
Top oh, I know he's brother. All right. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Brother Mike, how you feeling this morning, my brother?
I'm blessed, Brother Randall. I'm blessed, man. Y'all. Hey, I was just listening to that song on the way to work. Man,
what?
I'm blessed. I can't complain. Yes, sir.
My.
We live in the spirit of QC.
Yes, Lord. Well, as I always say, you know, Brother Mike, you know, it's good to start your day off right with a simple word from the Lord. I was always taught days can't be brought, no can hours be borrowed. You got to live every day to the fullest.
Come on.
Oh, yes. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Can't get
Let
back.
Us rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh,
yes,
magnify the Lord with me.
Glad the Lord.
Let us praise his holy
name. Come on.
Let us praise his holy name, my brother. I was on something this morning, Brother Mike. I was on something this morning. I was on something this morning, man. I was thinking about the great I am. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
the great
posted,
I am. Yeah. The great I am. Who is the great I am to us, Brother Mike? The
Jesus
great
Christ,
I
the
am.
One and only.
Oh, yes, Lord. The great I am. And when I looked into the name, you know, the great I am, I came across a handful of scripture, Brother Mike. Came across a handful of scripture, and it gives us a definition of when he says, I am. What are you really saying, Brother Mike?
Yes, sir.
I am.
Let me get my notepad out so I can write it down.
Oh, yeah. I am. The great I am. It says over in one scripture, in John, he said, I am the bread of life, Brother Mike. I am the bread of life. The prophet Isaiah talks about it over in Isaiah a lot. He says, I am, it is I. My God. I want to talk a little bit about the great I am this morning, my brother, if I can, a little bit.
Come on with it, man.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
There you go. I was stepping in the gap for you, bro. Here.
No, you good, man.
I ain't know if you
were
tied up.
I was tied up, but I untied that thing. Yeah.
Brother Eric, I want to talk a little bit about the great I am.
I heard.
Great I am. The great
yes,
I am. My.
There's a question, boy. Who they say I am?
Right.
Yeah.
Who they say I am? My God.
Yeah.
Well, it read somewhere where you say, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
It's in the book.
Oh, my.
Well, you doing something with that?
My. I am.
Don't watch it now.
I am. My God. I'm going to start off with something just to give us a little bit about who I am this morning. Brother Eric. I'm going to stop over in Revelation. I'm going to go all the way to the end. When John had a vision over in Revelations, Brother Eric.
Uh-oh.
John had a vision of Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He had a vision of Christ over in Revelation. My God. He had a vision. Listen what it reads like just for 1 second before I go into prayer, my brother.
Well, you know, Revelation what?
Revelations 1. I'm going to start at 12. It said, I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, Brother Mike. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I love this, Brother Eric.
Come on.
I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw 7 gold lamps. And amongst the lamps stand was someone like a son of man. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He said, it was someone like a son of man, Brother Eric, Brother Mike. And they say, and John said he saw, he said he was dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet with a gold stash around his chest. It says the hair on his head was white like wool. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Come on. As white as snow.
And his eyes was like a blazing fire, Brother Eric. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing water. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what it's saying, Brother
What's
Mike. Just get the fill of I am, who I am, who I am, Brother Eric. It says, in his right hand he held 7 stars, and coming of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword. Oh, the word of God. Help me, Holy Ghost. It said, his face was like the sun shining in all his brilliance.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what it said. John said, when he saw him, he fell to his feet like he was dead. Then he placed his right hand on me, Brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. And said, do not be afraid. Listen to what he said. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I was dead, and now look, I am alive.
I'm alive.
Never and ever. Oh, my God.
Yes,
I threw this phone down
up.
Somewhere, Brother. He said, I was dead, but now I am alive. I am the living one. I am the first and the last.
Mm-hmm.
I am, my brother. I am. The great I am. My God. Keep going.
Keep going to the next one.
I am. He said, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death.
There you go.
Hey,
there you go.
My God. The great I am. The great I am, my brother. The great I am. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just coming for you as humble as we can this morning. Lord, just thanking you again for another day. Another day of your blessing, your favor, your grace, and your mercy, Lord. We just want to know who you are this morning. The great I am. Lord, I'm praying and I'm asking in the mighty name of Jesus that you give us clarification and understanding of who you are this morning, Lord. Oh, when we going through some things, Lord, we need to know you the great I am. When we have some problems in our lives, Lord, when we have some storms and some trials and tribulations, we need to know who you are, Lord. I just thank you this morning that you are the great I am. So I'm praying and I'm asking right now in the mighty name of Jesus that your word don't fall on deaf ears this morning, that it goes out and do what it is set to do. It don't return, boy. I'm praying that you use us in a mighty way right now to speak the word of God boldly, that you let it flow off our tongues like the rivers of living water right now, Lord. Oh, that you remove anything that's not of your liking right now, oh God. Oh, that you have your way on God's plan this morning, Lord. Oh, that you touch each and every man and woman under the sound of my voice right now, Lord, to do your will. Not our will, but let your will be done. Let us lean on your unchanging hands, Lord. Let us trust in you, Lord, in any situation, any circumstance, Lord. Let us call on your name. Let us know that you are the great I am right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So I'm praying right now that the meditation of my mind and the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight right now, Lord. Oh, I'm praying that you use me in a mighty way right now, Lord. Oh, just move on behalf of your people. Show up and show out right now, Lord. Oh, send your Holy Spirit over us right now, in the name of Jesus. Move right now. Move, 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 move. Hold your spirit out over us right now, oh God. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God, my brother.
Amen.
Looking at this, the great I am, all morning this morning, Brother Eric. The great I am. And I come across Jesus in the Bible. He say, I am, a couple of times, in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it means a little different every time you speak it in some scripture. My God, my God, my God, my God. My first scriptorial stop is going to be over, and I'm going to go over to Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. I'm going to stop over in Isaiah. I got a lot of them right here, brother. I don't know if I'm going to get to all of them today. But, hey,
all right.
We're going to ride. We're going to ride a little bit. I'm going to see what the prophet Isaiah, what he said to the prophet Isaiah over in Isaiah. I'm going to go to Isaiah 48. I'm going to go to Isaiah 48 first. Let me see what I'm at. I'm going to go to Isaiah 48. And I'm going to start at verse 12. And simply right here, Israel freed. You know, see right here, the Lord was freeing Israel. And he was speaking to Isaiah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what he said, brother. He said, listen to me, Jacob, Israel, who I have called. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. I am he. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He let him know who he is right here, brother. He said, okay. I am he. I am he. I need you to get the King James, my brother. Please, can you get the King James, brother? He say, I am he. I am the first, and I am the last. My God. My own hand laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I summoned them, they all stand up together. He said, I am he, my brother. Can you give me the King James in this? Because I need to get it all. I need to get a couple of different, to see it be read a little different. I need to see it read a little different. My God.
It says, okay. Isaiah 48 and 12. That's what you say,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir.
It says, hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel.
Yeah.
My call. I am he.
Oh,
I am
the
first.
Same way. Oh, yes.
And I also am the last.
Oh, yes. It ain't no see what I'm getting to, Brother Eric, it's not no mixing that up right there. He said, I am he. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It's not no mixing that up right there. It's not no different way to say that. It's not no different meaning to that. I am he. Oh, help me. I am the great I am. My God. My God. We're going to ride for a minute, Brother Eric. I want to go over to Exodus to see what Moses See, I was reading over in Exodus, Brother Eric. You know the story a little bit. I know you know the story a little bit over here about Moses. When Moses saw the bush burning, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He saw the bush burning over in Exodus, Brother Eric, in Exodus 3 right here. Oh, let me get that for a minute. Let me get that before I get excited. I'm getting real excited, Brother Mike. I'm getting real excited. See, Moses saw a bush burning over in Exodus, Brother Eric. And Exodus 3.
I'm over here in the back seat with you. I'm in the back seat with you.
My God, my God. And he saw a bush burning, and he was wondering why this bush was burning, but it wasn't burning up, Brother Eric. Oh, help me. He was wondering, so he went over to the bush. Oh, my God. But when he got over to the bush, Brother Eric, oh, the Lord called out on Moses. He said, Moses, stop right there where you at. Don't come too close. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He said, stop right there. Don't come too close. Because he said, because Moses, you got to take off your shoes because you walking on holy ground right now. My God. He said, you're walking on holy ground, Moses. You got to stop right there. Hold it for a minute. Take off your shoes. You're walking on holy ground. The Lord spoke to Moses. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He spoke to Moses, and over in Exodus 3 and 14, listen to what happened. Something happened over here, Brother Eric. Something happened. I'm going to start at 12. I'm going to start at 11. I'm going to give it all to you. Listen to what it says. But Moses said to God, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, who am I? Oh, my God. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Oh, my goodness. Listen to what he said. And God said, I will be with you. Oh, my. I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It is I who have sent you. It says, when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. This is what Moses said. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your father has sent me to you. And they asked me, what is his name? Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm getting excited, Brother Eric. I'm getting excited. Then what should I tell them? Moses asked the Lord. Brother Eric, Brother Mike, he said, what should I tell them? God said to Moses, listen to what God said to Moses. Listen to what God said to Moses. He said, I am who I am. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. The great I am. Listen to what he said. He said, I am who I am. My God. I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. My God, we got to know who he is. We got to know who he is, Brother Ed. He says, I am who I am. I read in the King James, my brother. I just want to see if it reads the same kind of way. I read in the King James. My God. Exodus 3 and 14, God said to Moses, I am who I am.
You got it. It's the same way.
My goodness.
Can you hear me?
My God. Yeah, I hear you, my brother. I hear you.
Yes.
This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me. My God. My God. My God. My God. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaiah, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me for generations to generation. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. The great I am. The great I am. Lord, help us. Help us. I'm going over to John. I want to see what John got to say about the great I am. The I am. Who I am. Who he is.
Okay.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going over to John. I'm going to stop in chapter 6 first. I'm gonna stop in chapter six, and I'm gonna start at 25, Brother Eric. I want to see. We all know we read. We've been over here to John, just looking around a little bit, Brother Mike. Jesus in chapter 25, Jesus was talking about the bread of life over here. Oh, help me all. He was talking about the bread of life. He was talking about the bread of life over here. And some things took place right here in John 25 on down. I'm going to 48, but some things took place in 25 on down right here. My God. My God. See, he was having some things took place. Let's read the story and see what it sounds like. It says, when they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your full. My God. It says, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures the eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Oh, my goodness. It says, for on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Listen to what happened. Something else happened. It says, then they asked him, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, what must we do to do the works of God requires? The work God requires. Jesus asked, the work of God is this. It's written in red. To believe in the one he has sent. Listen to what it says. So they asked him, what sign then will you give that we may see and believe you? Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. My God. It says, Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven. Oh, my God. But it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. My. Listen, something else happened. It says, sir, they said, always give us this bread. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I want that bread too, brother. I ain't mad at him. He said, sir, always give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, listen to what he said. Listen to what he said right here, brother. Here he's getting down to the nitty gritty. I am the bread of life. The great I am again. I am the bread of life. Yes, I am the bread of life. My God. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. My goodness. It said, but as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. My God. All this the Father gives me will come to you. And whatever comes to me, I will never drive away. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. My God. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those who he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. Oh, my God. It says, listen to what it says. My Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. My God. And I will raise them up at the last day. Listen to what it says. Listen to what it says, brother. It says, at this, the Jews there begun to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that comes down from heaven. It says, they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? whose father and mother we know. It says, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. How can he now say, I come down from heaven? Listen what he said. He said, stop grumbling amongst yourselves, Jesus said. Not one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. And I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets that they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard the Father and learnt from him comes to me. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. He said, listen what he said. I am the bread of life. Once again, help me, Holy Ghost. I am the bread of life. He said, your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Which anyone may eat and not die. He said it one more time, Brother Eric. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. My God, this bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. My God.
What verse was it?
That was John 6. I came all the way from 25 on down to 51. That was John 26. I mean, that was John 6, verse 25 all the way down to 51.
Yeah, I guess.
My God. Then, you know, I got to jump back over to the prophet Isaiah one more time because we was on fire yesterday over in Isaiah 41 and 10. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. We was on fire over there yesterday, and it came back to me once again this morning over in Isaiah 41 and 10. Isaiah 41 and 10. Let me get that. Isaiah 41 and 10. And it reads like this. I am. The great I am. My. It says, again, we read this yesterday. So do not fear, for I am with you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I am that great I am. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, he said over here in Isaiah 41. He said, I am your God. My God. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. My. It kind of, we got to know who he is when we going through some things, my brother. We got to know that I am. He is the great I am. We got to know these things. My. Go to Isaiah 46 right quick. Isaiah 46. Let me start at verse 9. Now I'm going to start at verse 8. Listen to what it reads like. It says, remember this. Keep it in mind. Take it to heart. You rebels. It said, remember the former things. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Those of long ago. I am God, he said. I am God, and there is no other. I gotta stop right there, Brother Eric. He said, I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Oh, my God. I stand on that this morning. I stand on that, Brother Mike. I am God.
Yes, sir.
And there is no other. Isaiah 46:9-10. He said, I am God. He told us, remember this. I told it fall down, brother. He told us, remember this. Keep it in mind, Brother Eric. Take it
yes,
to
sir.
Heart. Oh, he told us to remember this. Keep this in our mind. Keep it in our heart. He said, remember the former things, those of long ago. He said, I am God, man. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He said, I am God. And there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. My God, man. I'm stuck right there for a minute. Because he's telling us flat out, it ain't no questioning it. Keep it in your heart. Remember this when you're going through some things, and when you don't know what's going on, and when you all discombobulated and confused, he said, remember this, man. I am God. There is none like me. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. There is none like me, man. My God. My God. He said, I make known the end from the beginning. I know everything that's going to happen before it happens. He said, I make known the beginning, the end from the beginning. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. My God.
Man, when you just said it, I just talked about that yesterday.
Oh,
I made a question.
Lord.
I say, if you knew the end from the beginning, why would you work?
My God.
And the only way to know the end from the beginning is to have Jesus Christ.
He said, I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, Brother Mike. My goodness. My God. My God. My God. I'm gonna step over in Leviticus for a minute. I seen some things that touched me in Leviticus. Brother Eric, in the Old Testament over here. I'm gonna step over here for a minute and see and give you this for free over here.
Okay.
I ain't gonna charge you for that. Leviticus 11. I'm going to go down to 45. I'm going to start at 41. Listen to what it read like in Leviticus 11 and 41. It says, every creature that moves along the ground is be regarded as unclean. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It is not to be eaten. It said over here, you are not to eat any creature that moves along the ground, whether it moves on its belly or walks on all four or on many feet. It is unclean. Do not defile yourself by any of these creatures. Listen to what it says. Do not make yourself unclean by means of them or be made unclean by them. I am the Lord your God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what he says. I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourself and be holy because I am holy. My. I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourself and be holy because I am holy. Because I am holy. I hear Brother Eric say that all the time. And I didn't know where it was at until I came across this scripture right here. I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourself and be holy because I am holy.
My.
It says, it says something else over in Leviticus 22 and 31.
Okay.
It said, go ahead. It says right here, it says, listen, what it say? Keep my command and follow them. Listen, he said it one more time, Brother Mike. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Do not
he letting you know who he is.
Holy name. He letting you know who he is, Brother Eric, Brother Mike.
Yes,
he
sir.
Said,
yes,
I am the Lord. Do not profane my holy name, for I must be acknowledged as holy by the Israelites. I am the Lord who made you holy. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I am the Lord who made you holy and who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. He's making it plain, Brother Eric. He's making it plain who he is. I am the great I am. I am the Lord. He said it three times in this little two scriptures right here. Keep my command and follow me. Here you go. One, I am the Lord. That's one, right? Do not profane my holy name, for I must be acknowledged as holy by the Israelites. Two, I am the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. who made you holy and who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. Three, Brother Mike, I am the Lord. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. I'm gonna stop. I'm still over in Leviticus. I'm gonna go over to 20 right here. In verse 7. Let's say it one more time. Here it go again, Brother Eric, Brother Mike. Consecrate yourself and be holy because I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and follow me. I am the Lord who made you holy. He just put
8 and 9 on.
That's 7 and 8. 7 and 8 and on down.
Yeah, 7 and 8.
That's
4 and 7.
He put specifics on. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord.
Let me know who he is.
My God. My God. I am the great I am. I've been saying that all morning, Brother Mike. The great I am.
Amen.
My God. My God. My God. I'm going to see what Peter say now. I might as well give it all to y'all. Now, we got people a little bit of time. I'm going to give it all to you. I'm going to see what Peter say. 1 Peter 1 and 16.
Uh-oh.
Go get the 1 Peter right here. What old Peter got to say? 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1 and 13. Be holy. Be holy. Be holy. Listen to what it read like, brother. It said, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It said, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. My God. My God. He wanted to live like him. He wanted to be holy. He said, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. My God. My God. Be holy because I am holy. Because I am. My God.
It's in the book.
Mm, mm, Then I'm just gonna go over to John a little bit one more time, and then I'm gonna be done, my brothers. I'm gonna go over to John. I'm gonna stop in chapter 10 right here. Then I'm gonna finish it on off with chapter 15. I want to talk a little bit about the great shepherd, the good shepherd and the sheep over in John. My God, my God, my God, my God. He say, my sheep know my voice. he say, oh, here, John, Brother Mike, he say, my sheep know me. Listen to what it read like. John chapter 7. John chapter 7. John chapter 10. I'm sorry.
10 verse 7.
I'm going to start at verse 7. It says, therefore Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate for the sheep. I am. He's telling us a little bit about who he is again. He says, all who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. He told us one more time, Brother Eric. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Excuse me. They will come in and go out and find pastor. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. One scripture say have life more abundantly. I don't know where that's at, but one scripture say have life more abundantly. Listen to what it read like. He said they come to kill, steal, and destroy, Brother Mike. He said, I come that you have life and have it more abundantly. He says, I am, here you go again, I am the good shepherd. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, the enemy coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing about the sheep. Here go again, Brother Eric. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and one shepherd.
Yes, sir.
The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I laid it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. And I'm almost done, my brother. I'm going to 15 now. John 15. I'm going to talk about the fence. Because this I am is just on me, Brother Eric. This I am is just on me. It's on me. The great I am. Who is I am? When he say I am, who are you talking about? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When he say I am, who are you talking about, my brother? Who is the great I am? My God. My God. John 15, and I'm done, Brother Mike. John 15 and 1. Listen to what it read like. It started off with, I am. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Listen to what he say. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. He said it one more time, Brother Mike. I am the vine. You are the branch. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. My God. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withered. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. Mm-hmm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit.
There.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciple. Listen to what it reads like. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, that you may be complete. My God. My commands is this. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. My God, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. And that's all I got today, my brother. The great I am. The great I am. My.
Oh, yes. Good word,
yes,
brother.
Yes,
Lord.
The great
God.
I am.
Good word.
My. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The great I am.
The great I am.
Yes, Lord.
I'm still stuck on 7.
Yes. The great I am, my brother. Lord. Oh, my God.
About that 15, Dean.
Yeah, I went on down. John 15 and went on down. My God.
My.
Watch this, man.
right now. Everybody, just lift your voice and just sing it. Come on.
Yeah.
Say with me
how great is our God. We'll see how great is our God.
One more time, just raise your hands as high as you can in this place. Everybody, just lift your voice and say,
how great is our God.
Can't you see how great is our God?
Yes.
How great is our God? Yes, sir. Is the name above all names.
Yes.
And he's worthy to be praised.
Yes.
How great.
Yeah.
How great is our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we can open the lines up, my brothers. If anybody want to just duck their head in and say hello or say hey or say Jesus wept. Yeah, just send a blessing over the show. Press the one button. Press the one button.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, babe? How you doing this morning?
Honey, I just could have ran down this hospital floor.
My God.
A sermon, what a sermon, what a sermon, what a sermon, what a sermon it was.
Yes.
It just gives confirmation of who he is. Not only who he is, but the power.
My. My God.
What the power.
My God. He's the great I am.
He is the great I am.
Sometimes we got to remind ourselves that when we in certain situations, babe, you know, certain things going on around us, we got to remind ourselves that he's the great I am.
Who he is.
Glory to God.
It's just like when you're in an airplane and you're coming through the turbulence, and you have to always remember who the pilot. Jesus is the pilot.
Oh yeah.
He's not going to let us crash at all.
Yes, Lord. My God. Great I am. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He was, he is, and will be forevermore.
Yes. Yeah, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. My God.
Yeah. My grandmama said the beginning and the ending.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My grand feeling this morning.
Bless
she up, yeah.
Yes, we are. Thank
mama,
you so much.
Mama, yeah.
Yep, actually, she she kind of was up and then went back to sleep for a minute. The cardiologist just came back in, and they said that she's doing better. They're going to discharge her today. Of course, and she has to get a lot of rest and make sure she's on top of her medicine. And we're going to follow up with the heart specialist and her regular physician. And I just say, like the woman who in the Bible, her son was dead, and I want to say she went to the apostle. Which apostle was it? Was it Pete? Who was it? Anyway. Paul, maybe it was Paul. Thank you, ma'am. It's another lady in here. She said, Paul. Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
And her son was dead, and he said, well, you know, what can I do to help you? And she said she wanted him to go back, see about her son, but she kept saying all is well. So her son was dead, and she knew he was dead.
Yes.
But she kept saying all is well. All is well.
Yes, Lord.
And,
yes, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm just going to declare and decree in the name of Jesus that all is well.
All is well. All is well.
I thank
all
God for his gracious grace is sufficient in the midst of our weaknesses.
Yes.
He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what our bodies
yes.
can handle. He knows what they can take, and he knows what he needs to step in and be Jehovah Rapha because he's a healer.
Yes.
So, you know, I just thank God for everything that he's done and everything that he's doing. I'm forever grateful. He doesn't owe us anything. We owe him everything.
Yes, Lord.
So, you know.
My.
Yeah. This lady said she was married 68 years and her husband just died 2 years ago. She's my grandmother's roommate. 68
wow.
years she was married. Have mercy.
My God.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
My God.
Yes, ma'am.
My God. My God. My God.
Yeah.
My. Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus can fix it. Yeah. My God.
You can't fix it. Nobody can.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, yeah.
Might have Clouds of Joy got a song, Randy.
Right.
The same name, the same song. If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can.
My God.
As old Baptist peace preachers used to say, in the old days, they used to say, I tried him, and I know he's all right.
My God.
And Jesus Christ.
My God.
My.
My God. Well, if we ain't got nobody else going to come in and say anything, Brother Mike, you can pray us on out of here, man. And we can,
yes, sir. Let's pray on out of here.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Father God.
My God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you for another day's change. Thank you for another day to celebrate you, Jesus, on God's plan. It's all your plan and it's all your purpose. Father, whatever it is in our lives, Lord, lead us to it, Jesus, because without you, we're nothing. And if it ain't about you, it ain't about nothing. And right now, Lord, I pray for the sick and the shut in, and Lord, I pray for everybody that's going through something. You know, Lord Jesus, you're the great physician, Father God, and you're the great counselor. And one thing I know about you, when it's in your hands, it's in the best hands. And Lord Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. As we end this Bible study, Father God, I want you to go with us, Lord. I know you're going to go with us because you said in your word, Lord, and make our path straight. Order our steps, Lord Jesus, because without you, Lord, we're lost. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen, my brother.
Amen.
Oh, against me, your papa.